This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel on Saturday targeted Syria's Aleppo with an airstrike, which caused some material damage there, according to the Syrian Defense Ministry. Israeli warplanes also struck two urban refugee camps in central Gaza on Saturday. A senior Hamas official told the Associated Press that any further swap of Israeli hostages for Palestinian prisoners can only be discussed once the war is over, a demand that Israel has rejected. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. 10 people, including a child, were killed and 45 injured by Ukrainian strikes on the center of the Russian provincial capital of Belgorod on Saturday, according to Russian officials. While the Russian attack on Ukraine on Friday has drawn sharp criticism at the United Nations Security Council, here is Reuters reporter Isani Blatri.
They killed at least 31 civilians and wounded more than 160 others in the biggest aerial attacks since the start of the war in February 2022, according to officials. Poland said a Russian missile appeared to have flown into its airspace before returning to Ukraine. UN Assistant Secretary General Khaled Kiari.
Tragically, 2023 is ending as it began, with devastating violence against the people of Ukraine. Once again, Ukrainians are forced to spend holidays seeking shelter, clearing the rubble and burying the dead amidst freezing temperatures.
Most Council members, including the United States, France and Britain, condemned the attacks on Ukraine.
Reuters correspondent Isani Blatri, who says China did not condemn the attacks and called for a political solution to the war in Ukraine. This is VOA News.
What do we want? When do we want it?
No!
What do we want?
Police removed climate protesters from a mass sit-in on a Dutch highway in Amsterdam after the demonstration blocked a major road near the former headquarters of the ING Bank on Saturday to protest its financing of fossil fuels. A massive protest in Serbia, opposition leader Marinika Tepic telling the crowd the election should be annulled. Days of protest have followed the December 17th election in Serbia, which international observers say was flawed. The opposition accuses the ruling party of widespread voter fraud, which they deny. An often testy debate for the candidates running for president in Taiwan. Here's Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan.
Taiwan's sovereignty and independence belong to its people. That's what the presidential frontrunner said on Saturday in a debate with the other two candidates. Vice President Lai Ching-te, the ruling Democratic Progressive Party's presidential candidate, reiterated that he was open to talks with China. He added that Taiwan and China are not subordinate to each other. Lai has generally been leading opinion polls by around 5 points, but some have put his main challenger, Hou Youyi of Taiwan's largest opposition party, the Kuomintang, much closer behind. Hou accused Lai of smearing him with accusations of being pro-China.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan, who says China has described the election as a choice between war and peace. Maine's top election official could face an impeachment attempt in the state legislature over her decision to remove former President Trump from the state's primary ballot.
Maine's House Republican leader calls the move extreme and an effort at voter suppression, and at least one lawmaker has vowed to pursue impeachment. But Secretary of State Shenna Bellows tells WGME,
I'm mindful that no Secretary of State has ever deprived a candidate of ballot access under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. But no presidential candidate has ever engaged in an insurrection.
And Bellows maintains the Capitol riot happened at Trump's behest.
The events of January 6, 2021 were unprecedented and tragic. They were an attack not only upon the Capitol, government officials, but an attack on the rule of law.
I'm Ben Thomas.
You can get more news on our website, voanews.com, anytime you want it. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.